Hello, brothers and sisters. A blessed Easter Sunday to all. As we remember the sacrifice and glorious rise of our Savior who redeemed us from our sins, let us also take some time to look at the pace of our faith living. We can know by mind the meaning of Holy Week, but to really assimilate that truth and joy into our walks of life can be a little trickier. Much so because we are living on a treadmill and productivity is something everyone looks out for. At work, in school, even at home with house chores, nurturing kids. So naturally, we cannot appreciate or see the goodness in what is slow. And to be very honest, at most times we would value the efficiency and progress of what we can produce or whether it can reap some immediate outcomes. This may also affect our church living and our personal spiritual growth. There was a point in my own faith journey where I can see spiritual growth in people around me, serving, shepherding well to brethren. But when I look at myself, I feel like I'm just lagging behind in trust, in love, and being used as a vessel. So maybe for you, it could be a different kind of scenario. But when we look at the slow growth in our faith, it can cause us to feel inadequate and helpless. But in fact, slow growth in faith is not something new, but it can still be a hard phase to persevere through because to sow the seeds, to water it and wait for the sprouts to appear can be a long process. However, the Lord wants to remind us today that growing in a slow pace has its goodness. What could it be? Now in one of my favorite verses, Paul says to the church leaders in 1 Corinthians 3, I planted the seed, Apollos watered it, but God has been making it grow. So neither the one who plants nor the one who waters is anything, but only God who makes things grow. Now why did Paul make this statement? Because the church leaders were looking to the goodness of men, and in this case, Paul and Apollos. But Paul clearly reminds us that growth in our spirit, our thoughts and feelings, comes only from God, not by self-efforts or looking up to others or their methods. When we know this and take heart to root ourselves in reading, meditating upon, and applying God's truth into our lives, our faith will slowly but surely grow closer in step with God. The plans we have, how we make choices, our direction of things and habits will gradually change and align more and more as one that is God-driven. We must remember, God is the ultimate provider of all things. Now actually, many times we may not realize, but spiritual growth is actually taking place in the midst. But it might not be an immediate outcome that we intended. It is usually at the end when we look back and realize, hey, I've grown in this way, or this person has matured, and such. Just like what Jesus said in the parable of Mark 4 verse 26-27, a man scatters seed on the ground. Night and day, whether he sleeps or gets up, the seed sprouts and grows, though he does not know how. So you see, we may be scattering seeds now, learning the word, praying for someone, ministering to a brother or sister, or sharing the gospel. Sometimes at the moment, we may notice little to no progress, and we feel defeated or disappointed. But it reminds us here that God is causing it to grow even while we cannot notice it. But after a while, night and day, we will witness what God has done. Of course, as we talk about God giving us growth, we might be at a state where we are stranded in not knowing or not seeing why things are going so slow. So how can we see the goodness of slow growth in faith? Now the goodness is that it allows us to be rooted and stable as we develop the habit of surrendering to God and being sanctified by Him through this process. How? Now firstly, our slow growth pushes us to wrestle in our spirit, so that we will rely more on Christ and grow in His likeness. Now God uses different ways to teach us areas we have yet to submit and need to rely on Him and His every word for. This brings us out of the cycle of relying on our feelings and solutions of the world. Now next, it also deepens our relationship with God. As we continue through our slow growth in faith, while we wrestle in our spirit and being filled by His truth, our hearts will develop deeper and more intricate feelings for God. And this bond will integrate into our thought system, how we feel about things, and the motives in all that we do. Even though it might be slow and long, but it brings about a more stable spiritual growth, not a rushed and shallow one. Now surely we might still dread the idea of slowness, right? So it is important to know the lesson God wants to bring up to us. Now, God may bring us through seasons of what is slow, but the focus is not the speed, but the lessons of patience. We can see that God can work in very fast ways as well, turning people to God, evangelizing all over different places. So God is not just a God that advocates for being slow, but of being patient. Now, many times when we want to have a quick spiritual growth, It is because there are areas we want to rush into. We want to see fruits bearing faster or an impulse on something. But God tells us to pace ourselves down. Now 2 Peter 3 verse 9 says, "The Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. Instead, he is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance." Now God cares about your heart of repentance more than your performance. He prefers you to be slow, but patient to examine your own heart and seek him. So how do we have patience through this? Firstly, always take time to test and approve God's will. As said in Romans 12 verse 2, "Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing and perfect will." Because God says in Isaiah 55 verse 8, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways." Now oftentimes our ways and viewpoint can be very subjective, self-driven or incomplete. So we have to test and affirm what we are concerned or impatient about according to God's truth. Next, as Psalm 37 verse 3 says, "Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and enjoy safe pasture." As the Lord is our shepherd, let us dwell in his pastures and take in his word that reminds us of his faithfulness. The word of God is powerful in itself, and those who remain in thoughts of it are truly blessed. Psalm 1 verse 2-3 says, "Blessed is the one whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on his law day and night. That person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever they do, prospers." Therefore, brothers and sisters, let us not be disheartened should our spiritual growth and progress be slow. The Lord tells us instead to be matured and stable in our walk with God. So let us dwell more on growing in perseverance and patience. It may seem like things are slow, but with the Lord, it is different. In 2 Peter 3 verse 8, it says, "But do not forget this one thing, dear friends. With the Lord, a day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years are like a day." At the end, God will ultimately fulfill his plans swiftly through our life. May we continue to look to him, anticipate his works in us, and for the day we shall meet him face to face again. God bless.